A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You send emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who has sent me testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of the Father, but you do not accept me. Yet, if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you have believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" A scripture scholar, Father Brendan Byrne, SJ, suggested changing words in John's Gospel. Whenever you read the words Jews or Pharisees, change it to authorities. That change will save a lot of anxiety in the next few weeks. I have to confess something else too. I did not like John's Gospel. Jesus there makes no excuse for claiming to be God. It is there for all to see. I am statements prove that. And these arguments with the authorities. And we have to come to terms with that on Good Friday when we follow Jesus to Golgotha. The other Gospels present a much more human Jesus. A scripture scholar, Father Brendan Byrne, SJ, suggested changing words in John's Gospel. Whenever you read the words Jews or Pharisees, change it to authorities. That change will save a lot of anxiety in the next few weeks. I have to confess something else too. I did not like John's Gospel. Jesus there makes no excuse for claiming to be God. It is there for all to see. The I am statements prove that. The arguments he's having now with the authorities. And we have to come to terms with that on Good Friday when we follow Jesus to Golgotha, his tragic death. The other Gospels present a much more human Jesus, learning, doubting, troubled, even needing friends and approval. There he is much more my brother than my God. So this argument with the authorities does not necessarily ring true to me. Jesus saying, I do not accept human praise, and the Father who sent me will testify on my behalf. And you do not have the love of God living in you. Well, I need human praise, and I wish God were a little more on my side in my ministry and life. And those last words are fighting words. Most of us claim God's love, even though we are not perfect, even though we are not following God. So how are we going to come to peace with John's gospel over the next few weeks? First, I believe, and I'm sure we all do, Jesus is truly God and truly man. So I can say with Thomas, after being invited to touch his hands and feet, my Lord and my God. And I know that despite his tough talk, Jesus loved his enemies. His sacrificial death was as much for them as it was for us. And lastly, we heard in Matthew's Gospel of the Transfiguration, the Father say, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And that is what we try to do. God bless.